Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
And it's all about the youngsters again tonight on Radio Newark Sport. The third best netball team in the East Midlands are in the studio. Woo! There you go. Amy Fell looks forward to the biggest day in the primary sports calendar tomorrow. And Gary Atwood tells us about RHP's football festival over the weekend. And finally, Glenn Cobb takes one last look back at the new Newark Youth League's presentation evening. And I'm all on my own tonight, apart from a netball team. Woo! What could possibly go wrong? Let's start with those headlines. A proud day for the Newark Academy with the first outing of their show jumping team. Louise Davis came second, and the team of Jess Ward, Alice Uxrop and Louise came third overall, and both qualifying for the National Schools Equestrian Finals in October. How good is that? Newark Town Football Club will have two new grounds to visit next season. The 17-team Central Midlands North Division have Lincoln Moorlands and Sheffield-based Renishaw Rovers to visit. Town's pre-season looks to have been thrown into chaos, though, with assistant manager Nicky Anderson leaving the club before pre-season training's even started. He joins East Midlands League side Leicester Nivona. And more success for our young cyclists, with Finlay Bass and Florence Lissaman getting second place at Mallory Park.
This is Radio Newark Sport.
It was all about, well, I've been telling you all weekend, it was all about the athletes at the weekend, but it wasn't, because it was also all about netball players. If you recall, a few weeks ago, we told you that after the Nottinghamshire County Championships, the two best primary school netball teams in the whole of Nottinghamshire ended up being 3 miles apart, Barmby Road and Tutor Ead. That in itself was a fantastic achievement. So off they all went on Sunday to deepest Northamptonshire to play in the East Midlands finals. Five counties apparently, and they'll tell you what the counties are, because they've already told me. So they'll tell you what the counties are. And this is the best from all those counties getting together. We'll tell you our Tutor Ead got on a little bit later when Amy joins us. This is about Barmby Road Academy. Mrs. Gore has brought the team, most of the team, all the team in. Brilliant, that's a hell of an achievement to get them all in here. Who's going to be spokesperson, first of all, for me? I'm not surprised in the slightest. I really... Okay, then. So, first of all, start off by telling the listeners who you are and a little bit about yourself.
So, we're Barmby Road netball team. And we've had a great season this year. We've won the autumn tournament, we've won the spring tournament, and we've won the league. And we're county champions, and we got the opportunity to go to Northampton to play all the top schools in five counties, which were Leicestershire, Lincolnshire, Northamptonshire, Nottinghamshire, and Derbyshire.
I told you they'll tell me who they were. Right, but who are you? You haven't told us who you are yet.
I'm Evie.
You're Evie, and you're the captain, are you?
Yes.
You are the captain. So a proud day, Evie, because you got on the podium, so to speak, didn't you? Where did you finish?
We finished third position out of 10 teams.
Out of the 10 best teams in the East Midlands? Not just 10 ordinary teams, the 10 best teams in the East Midlands. It was a difficult day, though, wasn't it? Because I understand, first of all, two of the star players managed to injure themselves on Friday. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, right. So we'll come back to that one. And have you ever played netball in that heat before?
No.
So who's going to tell me? Let's work our way around the room. We'll start. You need to talk in front of that mic, if you would. So you get to the front of it. Tell me who you are, and then tell me what it was like. Tell me what it was like playing in that heat.
I'm Louisa, and some matches were very tough. And some matches were quite good. and our highlight match was the Want versus Oakwood Juniors, which at half time we ended up being 5-0 down, and then we rotated for the second half and then we ended up beating them 7-5.
Yeah, you see, it's all about team selection, and I'm sure the real boss will tell us about that in a moment. Louisa, but was it... could you play the normal game in that heat? I mean, you must have been wanting a drink or just to go and stand under the shade. It was awful.
Oh, it was so hot. Mr. C and Phil put up a gazebo for us, so when we were off, we got to sit under there for the shade. But some people were playing both rotations, and it was so hot.
Just tell me, did Mr. C and Phil sit under that gazebo all the time?
No.
No, well done. I'll credit
they
to them.
They came onto the court on the outside.
Credit to them. Okay, who have we got next? We're going to go around that way around. So the young lady trying to hide behind the corner there. And your name is?
Nancy.
Nancy, just going to come a little closer to that mic for me, Nancy. And did you enjoy Sunday? Is that the first regional tournament you've done? Do you only get to it in? Is it the last? Are you on your last year?
Yeah.
So this was the one and only time then, is it?
Yeah.
So what's it like just to go away for the day with the school and come back with a bronze medal, to come back to school on Monday morning and say, we're the third best?
It's an exciting trip. It was very hot, but probably the worst part was when we didn't get a medal coming third.
You didn't?
No.
That's rubbish.
I know.
I was highly disappointed.
I would be highly disappointed. That is absolute... Mrs. Gore, sort that one out.
We are.
That needs sorting out. You've got to have a... You get a bronze medal for finishing third.
Yeah, they only had medals.
All over the world you get a bronze medal. No, that's not acceptable.
That's what I said.
So no,
not acceptable.
We did get certificates though.
You want to
know?
I will have a word with Mr. Chamberlain, yes, and he will sort it.
We only got certificates for participation.
That's a big word, isn't it? I can't say it either. Mr. Chamberlain will sort that for you. He will. Do you now just explain netball? Because netball confuses me. Do you have a set position to play in? Because unlike basketball, you can't move around the court, can you? You need to be in a set place. So can you explain netball a little bit to somebody who's never played it?
So you have, for one half, you have positions that your coach will put you in, and then if you're a shooter, you're only allowed in the centre third in the half you're shooting in, and if you're a defender, you're only allowed in the centre third and the third that you're the opposition is shooting in, and centre's allowed everywhere except the D's, and you can only shoot in the D's.
Sounds complicated. Who's next on my little list? Your name is?
Evie.
You're Evie. Another Evie. You're Evie. Okay, Evie. Is it difficult to stop in that position? Or do you sort of want to move all over? I mean, when I used to play basketball, I used to go all over, but somebody said, we played netball once. Yeah, it was a disaster. Because we couldn't stay still. But you have to, don't you?
No. Yeah, but not really, because you have to, like, get the ball and move with... Well, not move, but after the ball, get after the ball.
And can you have any contact with other people? I mean, can you get out of the way?
No.
You know, you come from Derbyshire, move! Can you do that?
No.
Do you do that?
Sometimes.
Good girl. Good girl. And did you enjoy your day?
Yes.
What was a highlight for you?
I don't really know, like, all the games, but I think our best game was against Tutor Reed, because it was our last game, and we were all really, really, like, exhausted.
And a big local derby to end it then, wasn't it?
It was.
Go on then, let me ask. I'm going to sit on a fence here. Who won?
We did.
Good. Who's next in line then? And you are?
Evie Marrow.
Have you all called Evie?
Evie. That's very confusing.
That's difficult, isn't it? Pass to Evie. No, Evie. No, that's Evie. Where do you play? Are you a shooter? Do you have shooters and defenders? And what's the positions called?
Goal shooter, goal attack, centre, goal defence, and goalkeeper.
Okay, and where do you play?
I'm not really good at any positions, but I like to play
Whoa. You play for the third best team in the East Midlands. You are good. Right? Let's get that one sorted. You are good. Now you can carry on.
I like to play centre a lot because it's just easy for me to remember where I'm allowed to go.
You see, that's the problem I would have. I wouldn't know where to go.
No, I don't have a clue most of the time.
Good girl.
I always ask Louisa, where am I allowed to go?
You're my new favourite, you are. You're brilliant. Did you enjoy the day, though?
Yeah, but there was one part, which was the first match, I was nearly sick.
Because of the heat?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Who was in charge of the water? Because you must have had plenty of water.
We had like over 12
years. Tracy, yeah. Mark Gore, and
you didn't leave Mark Gore in charge of something, did you? Surely not.
Yeah.
He would have had it himself. Good, so who's next in line? And you are?
Kaylee,
and what position do you play, Kaylee?
I like to play shooter.
Ah, right, you're the goal scorer. You're the hero goal scorer then, are you?
Yeah.
And was you?
Most of the time.
Because when I've seen you playing netball, which is traditionally the winter mm-hmm. tournament, it's been absolutely freezing. There's been a howling gale blowing, yeah. And it's been almost impossible because it's a fair way from where you are to that basket. Is it difficult?
Sometimes.
And when it's windy, is that the worst?
Yeah.
Because the wind just takes it away. But on Sunday, of course, the ball went where you wanted it to go, I would have thought.
Yeah.
And what was the highlight of the day for you?
The Tutor Reed match.
You all enjoyed that, didn't you? I wonder why you enjoyed that.
It's a local rivalry.
Did it just fall as the last match then, or was that sort of organised?
That was the fixture list that we were given. So
yeah, it was organised. It was organised. Right, now, there's a young man sitting here. Now, are you one of the young men that was injured first, or did you actually play?
I played, but
you played, right? Well, stick with you for the minute. Then you are
Joe.
You're Joe, and Joe, you were supposed to be one of three lads that was going to play netball, but in the end, it was you and all these girls together.
Yeah, because there was a person called Harvey. He was going to be playing, but he fell over his handlebars on his bike, and now he's got 6 stitches in his knee.
That was on Friday night.
Yeah. That was Friday.
Yeah, and then on Thursday night, this person called Oliver broke his thumb.
Right. Okay, do you play netball because you like playing netball, or do you play netball because you can spend all the time with these young girls?
I play netball because Mrs. Gore thinks I'm good.
Oh, that's diplomatic.
And he is very good.
That's diplomatic. I mean, do you get some stick for playing netball?
No, not really.
You don't? Good.
Well, apart from my dad, that's about it.
He gives you some stick, does he?
Yeah.
But, you know, you should play what sport you want to play.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Where do you play in this
I like team? Playing goal defence.
Do you get a chance to actually speak with all these?
Yeah.
Yeah? You sort of put the lad side in, do you?
Yeah.
Good lad. So you're the defender?
Yeah.
Like playing and do you remember we had said it was non-contact a bit ago, is it? Totally non-contact.
Not for me.
Good lad. Now, you've all said this is your last year at Barnby Road then. So do you know where you're off to? Do you know where you're going next time around?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm not playing for a netball club, though.
But what school do you go to?
I'm going to King's.
That's Grantham?
Yeah.
Grantham. What sport will you... What's your other sports then?
I like football and rugby as well.
Do you actually play football and rugby, so you'll be all right at King's then.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next playing for Newark Rugby Club then, will we?
I do already play for Newark.
You do, do you? Good lad. He's getting very close to being my new favourite. You're struggling. Where do you play for Newark Rugby Club? What position?
I like playing winger.
So he's playing for Newark Rugby Club and he's also playing in a non-contact sport. Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. So what other schools are we going to? Let's quickly go around and tell me where you're all going in September, because we're all going to lose you. Where are you going?
Sleaford Girls. Newark Academy.
You're my favourite.
Magnus.
Newark
Academy. KG.
mostly for girls.
Well, that's a mixture, isn't it? But I do like to see the ones going to Newark as well, yes. Because that's for it. Okay, now this is the bit that you've all been waiting for.
Yay!
We've got to hold that up a little bit, Mrs. It's Mrs. Gore time. We arranged this on Sunday, and I rang up Mr. Gore, and we talked about them all coming in. And in the background, all I could hear was, Can I talk? Please let me talk. Please let me go on here, because it's normally Mark. Well, it's not Mark tonight. It's Mrs. Gore. Hello. Welcome to Radio Newark.
Hello.
You must be so proud of this lot.
Oh, absolutely. It's been an absolute incredible season this year. We've had, as Evie said at the beginning, we've won the autumn tournament, the spring tournament, the league, everything that we've possibly gone in for, we've just played so well. And it was interesting hearing the girls say, and Joe, about their favourite positions, because that's the point in high five netball. You have to play all the positions. You can't have a favourite and stick to it, like in seven-a-side. You have to rotate. So when some rotations aren't going so well because maybe you haven't got your strongest shooters there, then sometimes that can frustrate a few players or whatever, and it doesn't, our team. We just pull together and we work hard, and I think that showed in that second game, which one of the girls mentioned earlier. We were 5-0 down at half time. We had 2 minutes to rotate, and the shooters rotated. We all rotated, didn't we? And then we pulled it back to 7-5, and I think that just shows real strength of character from the team this year. They just really pulled together and worked as a team.
As a teacher, and this is putting the serious bit on it at the moment, how worried was you on Sunday in that heat? Because I understand from Amy Fell they took the games down from 10 minutes to 7 minutes after you'd all sort of said, hang on a minute, come on, there's youngsters out here.
Yeah.
How worried was you that one of them, on one of the teams...
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, on Thursday, I was quite pleased we'd managed to get three boys who wanted to join the team. Two boys had been with us, Joe, and Harvey came to the counties with us and did a fantastic job. And that's why I wanted an extra player. I wanted to take more than the seven players that you're allowed. You're allowed to take 8 or 9 players. And that was with the view that the weather was going to be so hot that we would need those extra breaks in our rotation. And unfortunately, all the boys seemed to injure themselves, and we were down to the bare seven anyway.
You can't trust boys, can you,
no,
girls?
No.
I'm still here.
But yeah, absolutely, that was why I wanted to take more players, to have more breaks in between, because I knew it was going to be hot and I knew that we were going to need those extra breaks. But unfortunately, that isn't what happened. So we just had to make sure that we were well hydrated and that we kept using those little breaks that we had to sit down in the shade, have a quick drink, and then get back on court. So yeah, it was very worrying. And our umpire was absolutely fantastic. She was the one who went and said after the second game, this is crazy, this is too much, the children are not going to be able to cope. And I think it was Evie who was feeling quite sick after the first game, and then I think we had Louisa sprained her ankle in the second game, and you're kind of thinking this is not going well. But again, just team spirit showed through, and we just worked together and pulled through it all and did so well.
It is obviously a golden year.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Barnby Road Academy.
Yeah.
Come September, you start all over again, though. That's part of the job, I suppose.
It is. And every year you kind of start in September and think, oh, we're not going to have the success of next year, but we work hard and we hope that we can still bring through really good netballers for the next season. So, but this year has been phenomenal. And I think one of the important things, and I keep saying about the team spirit, but every single one of these players can shoot, and that's not always the case when you play high fives. Not all the players can shoot, but every single one of these can shoot, and that is why our goal difference, I think our goal difference was 45 goals, and that's phenomenal. I don't think we've ever had a season like that, and that's down to these players here.
So that's,
I will.
that's the end then now, is it?
It is the end, yes. An end of a fantastic season, and I don't think there is a seven-a-side tournament, which we've had to pull out of actually, because the county final was on the day when all these guys are going to Manor on their residential, so we wouldn't be able to play it. But I don't think there was a better way to end the season than coming third in the East Midlands. I think that was just the icing on the cake, really.
I think there's an... Are you all at the athletics tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, yes. We'll pop down and see you tomorrow, hopefully. Yes. Mrs. Gore and the boy and girls of the Barnby Road Academy netball team, the third best team in the five counties. And what are the five counties?
Leicestershire, Lincolnshire, Derbyshire, Nottinghamshire, and Northamptonshire.
There you go, you see, in case you'd forgot, they're the five counties. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Great, great, great company.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Great value cars, great for your family. Find them now at TMG.
Need a car for yourself or the family? Then come down to the Taylor Motor Group on Farndon Road and you'll see why we've been successfully selling used vehicles for over 15 years now. Who else has the range, unbeatable after-sales care and service, and above all else, the right car at the right price? Answer, nobody but TMG. TMG, probably the biggest, definitely the best used car dealer in the area. Get daily up-to-the-minute listings at taylormotorgroup.co.uk. Phone Newark 614 130. TMG. Farndon Road, Newark. Also at Humberston Road, Cleethorpes.
Great value cars, great for your family. Find them now at TMG.
Hi Emma, how's things?
Oh, you know, up and down.
Love life, highs and lows.
Kids,
fetching and carrying. How about the car?
In and out.
In and out? Sounds bad. Still letting you down then?
No, in and out. It's the brand new service and MOT centre in Newark. There are some great trial offers, the staff are really friendly, and you don't get all that usual motoring jargon from them either. Plus, I can watch them fixing my car from their lounge where there's free coffee and Wi-Fi, so I can carry on working too. Best of all, I'm in and out in under an hour, leaving me to get on with my life.
Onwards and upwards then, Emma.
No, in and out.
Try us for half price. Book your MOT for £25 and express service for just £50 or both for only £69, worth £148, any make or model. We're a Which trusted trader. Why would you take your car anywhere else? Find us at the bottom of Beacon Hill Trading Estate, Newark, next to Topps Tiles. In and out. Car servicing the way it should be. T's and C's apply.
To the telephone lines and another very, very proud teacher, this time from Tutor Reed, Amy Fell. Good evening, Amy.
Hello.
Amy, and not just from Tutor Reed, because you also oversee all the primary school sports, and we're going to talk, I think you're going to need both your hats on tonight.
Yeah.
So let's start with Tutor Reed. You've been listening, we've just been entertained by the Barnby Road girls. Tutor Reed was in Northampton as well.
Yeah.
Talk us through your day.
It was, I'm sure you've heard it from the Barnby Road girls, such a long, hot day. We went with no expectations. Obviously, being there the last couple of years at regionals, you never know what to expect. The standard 2 years ago was so high. Last year was a bit more even. This year was very similar. But I just said to the team, go play, enjoy it. It's the last time you're playing together as a whole team. We had a mixture. The first few games we lost. A couple of them not too bad, 3-2, 4-3. And then we eventually managed to get a couple of wins and a draw. So we ended up ninth overall out of the 10 teams. But, I mean, with going with no expectations and being ninth in the East Midlands is such a huge achievement.
You know, you look at this from where I sit, Amy.
Yeah.
And the five counties, I've been told what the five counties are tonight, the five counties, inside 3 miles in little old Newark, are two of the top 10 netballing primary schools in the whole of the East Midlands. Take your Tutor Reed hat off for a moment and put your Primary School Sports Association's hats on.
Yeah.
You've got to be so proud, you and David Webster, of what is happening.
It's amazing, and we've just got so many great sporting stars coming through, and we've got to support that in schools and do everything we can to get the children in these competitions, because it just shows what they can achieve with that little bit of look, that little bit of coaching and the skill that the children have and the enjoyment for the sport they play. And like you always say, we've got to nurture that, we've got to push that, because they can be the stars of the future.
Well, this is where it starts, isn't it? And this is, you know, this is why we go on and on this show about primary school sports, because this is where your sporting future starts, if that makes sense.
You know,
this is where you get into sport. And from there on, it takes. That's why primary school sports is so important. And it's an important day for you tomorrow. Oh, let's talk about tonight first, can we? Because there's that much going off at the moment, I can't keep up.
There's loads. It's been the Poplar Cross District final tonight. So Tutor Reed had three teams qualify for it, and there was a team from Coddington and a team from Blidderth Oaks. Tutor Reed teams finished second and first, so we've got a team through to the Nottinghamshire School Games on the 7th of July, along with our seven-a-side netball team.
So just tell me again,
Newark.
Just tell me again, what Poplar Cross is what you call it, is it?
Poplar Cross, yeah.
What, just for somebody old and decrepit like me, what is it?
So you have big long sticks with like a scoop net at the end of them, and you throw a tennis-sized ball around, and you're allowed so many seconds to run with the ball in the net before you have to release it, and you have to score into a small goal that's about, I don't know, a meter wide. So it's quite technical.
It's based on then lacrosse, into the Irish game, is it? It's based on that, isn't it?
Yes.
And again, from my point of view, it's another different sport, because not everybody wants to play football, rugby or netball.
No.
And you're giving them an opportunity now, primary schools, to play different sports.
Yeah, it's something that came around a couple of years ago from when Linda Smith was doing Kona, the cluster of the Newark Academy, with all the primary school PE teachers. And Mike Aspinall is high in Poplar Cross in Nottinghamshire, and he did some coaching and some of the schools took it up. And obviously having Linda working at Tutor Reed now, she's been doing it with some of the year 5 and 6s in PE lessons. So we entered a team, and it was lucky for us.
There's no lucky skill. What? Right, tomorrow, a big, big day. And thankfully, looking at this weather forecast, a little bit cooler for you.
Yeah, and the rain should stay away as well.
Tell us about tomorrow.
So tomorrow is the Newark and District Primary School Sports Association athletics. So it's held at Magnus, starting about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think we've got about 14 of the 18 primary schools entering an athletics team. So we've got field events, we've got track events, and it's for the individuals. You go as a school, but there's no point system. It's just individual races, individual field events, and there's individual medals. So the children know if they're the top three in the Newark and District area for their sport.
Excellent. So, and I'm going to try and get away from work and come down and have a look at you all and do some reporting and whatever else.
Yeah.
There's going to be hundreds of kids around, isn't they?
There should be. I mean, most large schools possibly take around 20 to 30 children with them, because they're only allowed to do a certain number of events. So there will be lots of children there. It's always a good day.
I mean, we've thanked, we've said the kids are the real stars and all this, and they are the stars.
They are.
But, you know, I know of Mr. Chamberlain and Mrs. Gore and yourself, to name the three I know, completely gave up Sunday.
Yes.
From minute one until, I should think, when you got home and found a black glass of red wine, that was about the end of the day, wasn't it?
I collapsed on the hallway crying. Just with what the kids had done, how they'd achieved it. I don't know how all of those children, Barnby Road girls and boys, Tutor Reed girls and boys, and all the other teams, I don't know how they did it. They were amazing. It was hot enough, stood on the sidelines watching.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to get at, Amy, is that they wouldn't have a chance of doing it if Miss Fell and Mrs. Gore didn't take them.
It's
as simple as that. Yes, I know you do, but you're not going to take this praise I'm trying to give you. You both deserve praise, as do all the teachers
Thank
connected
you.
With primary school sports that put themselves out So our youngsters can be as good at sport as they are, because we've got a golden crop out there, and they all start with the likes of you, Amy. So from Radio Newark, thank you very much. And I know you'll go and when you see Dave Webster and all the others,
thank
them as well, because it's what sport's all about. Hey, mate, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, speak to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Amy Fowle there. You know, and I'm right. You know, I know it sounds a bit sentimental, but I am right. Without Amy and Mrs. Gore and those sort of teachers, you ain't got no sport in Newark. It really is that simple. These guys are the stars of tomorrow. The names that you know now will be the stars of tomorrow. Let's find out now a little bit about the stars of today.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs.
The England Limited Overs cricket captain Ewan Morgan says they'll use the three-game T20 series against South Africa to experiment with team selection ahead of tonight's match. Five uncapped players are in the squad, with Ben Stokes and Joe Root resting. Spinner Mason Crane's expected to make his debut at Southampton. And the last information I had is they've got South Africa at 7-2. Meanwhile, England's women's good form continues as they build up to hosting the Cricket World Cup, which starts this weekend. Heaven Knight side comfortably beat New Zealand by 7 wickets in Derby. They pass a total of 131, with 136 balls to spare. England's first match of the tournament sees them face India at the same venue on Sunday. Britain's tennis number 2, Naomi Brady, is out of the Birmingham Classic. She lost in straight sets to two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova. And in football, German champions Bayern Munich says there's no chance Polish striker Robert Lewandowski will be leaving the club this summer. It's after reports that Chelsea and Manchester United had held talks with his representatives. He's thought to be unhappy in Munich, but Bayern say he doesn't want to leave. And the British and Irish Lions will name their team to face New Zealand in Saturday's first rugby match at 8 o'clock tonight. Head coach Warren Gatland says there are some tough decisions to make. It's reported that Pete O'Malley could possibly captain ahead of Sam Warburton.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Okay, it's a busy old night. As you know, we've got no Tony. He's sort of in rehab, but he'll be back. And we've got no Tony, so it's a busy old night. And I'm going to now try my utmost to catch up with Gary Atwood. So while I'm doing that, you can listen to this.
Radio Newark, the home of Newark Sport. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8pm with Mick and Tony. Radio Newark, the home of Newark Sport. Missed one of our shows? Don't forget, you can check out the podcasts and get the very latest sports news daily on our website at radionewark.co.uk.
And while you was listening to that, I found Gary Atwood. Gary, good evening.
Good evening, Michael.
You can join us. I know you're a very busy man, and we're interrupting your preparations for what promises to be RHP Football Club's biggest ever event. I'm going to leave you, Gary, to tell us about it.
That said it all there. it's the first tournament that we've tried to host, and I'll emphasise the word try, because it's a first one, so we just don't know how it's going to go, to be fair. With the teams we've got in, we've got 96 teams in over 2 days, so fingers crossed it all goes to plan.
Gary, that's a phenomenal amount of teams.
Yeah, I know.
Is it just dawning on you now?
Yeah, it is. This final week's been a bit
Now, you're at Lincoln Road, so I take it you've got all the pitches to mark out.
Yeah, we've just finished the last one tonight.
So what time does this start on Saturday?
It's a 9 o'clock kick-off, so they'll be rolling in, I would say, from about 7:30. So my day will start about 4:15, I would have thought.
And where have you got teams coming from?
We've got them coming from Lincolnshire, Nottinghamshire, Leicestershire and Derbyshire. And we did have one coming from West London, Staines, but they had to pull out.
I mean, I'm in awe of all this because the organisation of it must be absolutely phenomenal. What's the importance of these events during the summer then, Gary?
It's basically to raise funds so you can survive for the next season, really. And at RHP, from now on, we're just trying to look after the kids. We're trying to give the kids back whatever we can, really.
Because some would say that you finished playing too early. Well, I know the reason you finished playing. You wanted to spend more time with your own family and you wanted to get involved with coaching with the youngsters. That decision's probably, 3 years down the line now, Gary, and you've had some good times coaching the youngsters. Any regrets, first of all, about finishing playing?
Yeah. Didn't do it early enough.
Oh, right, OK.
And that's me being honest, Mick, as well.
Yeah.
So I've not swapped this for the world, to be honest.
Because for the ones that don't know, and I'm sure everybody out there really has got some idea, you're actually coach RHP Colts, and they're in the Mid-Links Youth League.
That's right, yeah.
So, what's this season been like?
First half of the season, awesome. And then the second half of the season, we just tailed off for some reason. Can't put a finger on it, really. We were joint top at Christmas, and after Christmas, we finished fifth.
You did finish at Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, we drew too many. I think we lost three and drew five, I think. And it was the draws that just killed us.
So what are they now, under-13s?
Under-13s, yeah, they'll get under-14s next year.
And have you kept the same group together?
Yes. We lost two to academies, Frio Williams and Jensen Grayso, but unfortunately, Jensen had come back to us because he got released. But I didn't really want him back because I don't want him playing for me. I want him playing higher, if I'm being honest.
But yeah.
That happens, doesn't it, I'm afraid.
It does, and I'd like... This brings me on, because I always get... I'm not going to keep you too long, so I know you're busy, but your opinion of how these academies operate? Because to me, it's pretty ruthless.
It is, but to be honest, I'd rather not comment. I'm not in that domain of it, so I'd rather just not comment on that, if I'm being honest.
But how is Jensen? He's come back to you and...
Yeah, he seems fine.
He's upbeat
fine
and
himself, yeah.
And he's a plus...
It's the likes of me that got to make sure he's alright, I'm afraid.
Well, yes.
Well, that's right. I'll do that, I'm sure.
And how's the protégé then, Ryan?
Yeah, he's doing alright. Yeah, he's fine.
Better footballer than his dad?
Better footballer than his dad. We'll never be a better goalkeeper than his dad.
It's quite funny, actually. We've had 3 or 4 debates in here with different people, sort of Craig Roach, Venny, Stephen Chamberlain, when they sort of named their all-time Newark stars, and I will tell you, you was number one in all three of them's books.
Yeah. Amazing what drink can do.
Oh, very much so. So, have you got plenty of help for the weekend, Gary?
I'm hoping so, yeah. I've got a lot of people that are saying that they are helping, so fingers crossed they'll turn up.
Well,
same with the teams. I've had 6 teams call off this week.
But
I've filled them again.
Yeah.
I've got them replaced, and they've just 10 minutes ago had another one say that they can't come, so I'm sure I'll find another one.
Gary, you're an absolute martyr and a star, and it was everybody's loss when you did finish playing, but it's certainly not the loss of those youngsters that you're coaching. No. So you're ready to go with the East Midlands Youth League again this year? East Midlands, Mid-Links?
Yeah, yes we are. Try and do one better in the Cup, and hopefully do four better in the league.
And is it still the old enemy of Rushton's?
No, it's actually Lincoln United now. They're the team to beat, I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
League 20 out of 20. But we did manage to beat them in the semi-final.
That was all
on a day, I know that we're there.
Well, we'll try and keep an eye on you this season and see how we go. And anybody that wants to pop down to Lincoln Road at the weekend, A, to help, and B, to watch and encourage, I'm sure they'll be very welcome, Gary, will they?
Yeah. Yes, of course they will, yeah. There'll be some good talent on show.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday, RHP's Festival of Football.
That's it.
Go down and watch it. Gary, we'll catch up with you very soon to find out how it all went.
Super. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Gary.
Take care.
Thanks,
mate.
Bye. Gary Atwood there, undoubtedly, in my unbiased opinion, Newark's best ever goalkeeper. And if Mr. Chamberlain says that as well, it's got to be true. Next in my telephone call lineup, we're going to talk to Glenn Cobb, but that's in a few minutes' time, because first of all, we're going to have a look at what's happening in the world of sport, or shall I say my take of the world of sport, because There's an awful lot going off out there, so we need to catch up and find out what it is. But before then, as you heard on the news, it was reached 34 degrees in London today, which is the hottest June day for 41 years. I'm quite happy I'm sitting in an air-conditioned studio. Just for once, I normally complain bitterly how cold it is. Just for once, I'm quite happy. South Africa, 116 for 3 off 18 overs. That's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. England's going to walk that one. Lots of criticism of Man United. Now, you know I'm not the greatest Man United fan, but, you know, they do not have a women's team. And what's even worse, they won't explain their position to why they haven't got one. If you look around the world, every other major football club has a women's team, or plans for one. Two of the biggest men's champions, Real Madrid and Juventus, are about to set theirs up. But that's scandalous as well, isn't it? In this day and age, that is absolutely scandalous. Most teams fully integrated with the rest of the club. Look at Manchester City's commitment. Come on, United, pull your fingers out. The Champions League of Darts, we don't talk about darts on here very often, we probably should do, will be broadcast on the BBC until 2019 under a new deal with the Professional Darts Corporation. Phil Taylor beat Michael Van Gerwen to secure the £100,000 first prize in the inaugural eight-player event in Cardiff. The 2017 Champions League of Darts returns to Cardiff from September the 16th to the 17th. So there you are, if you're a darts fan, you can watch it on proper television. Andy Murray. I can't wait for Claire Hatry to come back in this studio. She's coming in a week tomorrow to talk about Wimbledon. But she's not going to get away with this. What next for Andy Murray? More practice and apparently time for Peppa Pig. Fewer matches means more practice, so it won't change his home life too much in the build-up for Wimbledon. But one thing he has got to do with his daughter, watch Peppa Pig. Well, from the mess he made of it yesterday, you might be better off watching Peppa Pig. But I'm sure Claire will have something to say on that subject. I really am. Back to Manchester United, and surprise, surprise, they've been cleared of any wrongdoing by FIFA in the deal to sign Paul Pogba from Juventus last August. However, the football's world governing body will open disciplinary proceedings against the Italian champions after asking both clubs last month for clarification on the deal. The inquiry is believed to concern who was involved in the £89.3 million transfer and how much they was paid. It's been reported that Pogba's agent earned £41 million. £41 million out of £83 million, and that goes to the agent. This really has got to stop, and it's got to stop quickly. Apparently, FIFA said, we can confirm that no disciplinary proceedings will be opened against Manchester United. For the second time tonight, surprise, surprise. Football League fixtures came out this morning at 9 o'clock, and if you sort of haven't seen them, or you've been sort of tucked away in a corner somewhere, Forest open on the 5th of August with a home match against Millwall. 3 days later, they're playing Shrewsbury in the EFL Cup, or whatever it's called this season. Then they travel to Brentford. Then they go to Barnsley and end the month with home matches against Middlesbrough and Leeds. That don't interest you at all, because all you need to know is when they're playing the Sheep. The 14th of October, they go to Derby. And the 10th of March, Derby come to the City Ground. Although those dates are almost certainly going to change because of TV. Christmas looks good though for football watching if you're a Forest fan. The 26th Boxing Day. Tell the wife this one. They're at home to Sheffield Wednesday. Good looking match. And on the 30th of December, they're at home to Sunderland. Good, sounds like good, a good Christmas for them. They'll beat Sunderland easily, of course. That won't be a problem. Notts County, they start again on the 5th of August, and they start with an away match against relegated Coventry City. So, County fans, you can go to a football stadium. Then they travel to Scunthorpe in the Cup, and the first of their local derbies is on the 12th with a home match against Chesterfield. But, like the Forest fans, you want to know when your derbies are. The 25th of September, it's Lincoln at home, and in the middle of January, you're going to Sinsel Bank. The big one, though, for County fans is, of course, Mansfield. End of September, away. And the 17th of March is when the Stags come to Notts County. 131 for three off 19 overs. 15 off that last over. That score's just beginning to creep up a little bit. And what I'm going to do is put all these pieces of paper to one side and try and find Mr. Glenn Cobb.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Don't miss the hottest place for cool families this summer. It's Chili Bob's East Midlands Chili Fest, the 7th to the 9th of July at Ralston near Newark. Now in its fourth family fun-filled year with over 70 stalls selling chili and non-chili items, street food, real ales and much more. There's no charge for under 16s and they'll love the free activities including face painting, workshops and bouncy castle. See some of the East Midlands' hottest bands on stage across the 3 days. Day, weekend, camper and caravaner tickets are all available. It's Chili Bob's East Midlands Chili Fest, the 7th to the 9th of July at Ralston near Newark. Visit em-chilifest.co.uk.
Hi there, my name is Aliash and I'm one of the professionals on Strictly Come Dancing, and at the moment I'm in Newark in Inizio Hair, which is, if you ask me, one of the best hair salons there is. You can get pretty much anything here, and not just that, it's done to the very, very highest standard.
Inizio. Visit us on Stodman Street in Newark or call Newark 678-008 to make an appointment.
Inizio. What you wear begins with your hair.
Hi, this is Gary King from Totally 80s. My special guest this week is Kim Carnes. Kim tells us more about that, her biggest hit. I'll also bring you right up to speed with the biggest names of the decade.
Brought to you by PCGoFaster.com. Give your PC a supercharged power boost today.
Totally 80s on Radio Newark, Sunday afternoon from 2.
This is Totally 80s.
Radio Newark.
And back to the telephone lines in what's becoming an increasingly busy evening. Mr. Glenn Cobb. Glenn, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Mick. Nice to speak to you.
Glenn, can you sort of think it was a full week ago since we had that emotion-filled presentation evening?
Yes, it was. It was a fabulous evening up at Cedric Ford, yes.
Time moves on. And there are two reasons, really. One, it's always nice to talk to you. But secondly, the podcast of the event, or more to the point, two podcasts, are now on our website. So if anybody does want to listen back to it, and I really strongly recommend that you do, especially the last half an hour. If you do get some time in sort of driving in the car, whatever, have a listen to it, because it was one of those special evenings, wasn't it, Glenn? And I mean, it was special in lots of ways, because it was the last under the title of the new Newark Youth League before the major changes. And in between
sort of now and then, you've had your AGM, haven't you? How did that go on Monday night?
Well, we'll start with the AGM. Yeah, that went very well. I would say there was probably 75% of the clubs in attendance, which was great. It was very well supported. They all listened intensely to what we had to say. There were some important matters that needed the members to vote on, and thankfully, and I'm very grateful to them, that they voted unanimously in favour of all the recommendations that the present committee were putting forward. Yes, the old regime has sort of moved out. The new regime with the YEL, the new future that everybody's looking forward to will come into fruition very, very shortly. The old committee, we have, following last night's vote, have become custodians of the Nunuk Youth League. The Nunuk Youth League will be registered with the Notts FA to keep everything above board, and mainly for the accounts and the books, and of which, you know, there will be five custodians looking after that account, which will hopefully help to support footballing facilities and possibly other facilities in the Newark and district area. So all very, very positive. It's the outcome we was looking for.
It was a long 2 years, Glenn. As we said last sort of Wednesday, it was a long 2 years, and there were some dark moments in those 2 years. But you've just said it. You've sort of taken the words at the end of it. You're more than happy with the outcome.
Yes, I've had quite a lot of sleepless nights, and a lot of people don't understand the amount of meetings that you need to have to try and get this moving. You can't just do it off your own back. You need the support of your own committee, the support of your members, and more importantly, the support of the Nottinghamshire Football Association. And I must say that Elaine Oram, Ricky Stevenson, Peter Burton, the chair of the youth committee, have been absolutely fabulous and so supportive in what we was looking to do, and they really helped us to achieve our aim, which was to keep localised football in and around the Newark area, which we've achieved with the YEL, to which again I'm very grateful to Kevin Cooper and his team. It's a win-win situation, and I'm sure all the clubs now are embracing it. We all mentioned last night that the vast majority of them have registered with the YEL, the teams are in, and they're all looking forward to the start of the new season in September.
I was delighted to see Elaine Oram. It's so long since I've seen Elaine. Looking in fine form as well, and she come and talked on the radio for about 20 minutes about all things Notts FA, and she's wonderful.
Yeah, there really is some fabulous people across at the Nottinghamshire Football Association. Elaine, Ricky, Craig Lee, Ali Howie, the welfare officer, Mark Burkett, the referee's secretary as well for the Notts FA. He's great support to everybody. There really are. And it does make you wonder, you know, how long these football associations will be in existence. I know, I think probably in 10, 15 years' time, there will be sweeping changes throughout football.
Yes. We did mention this, and Elaine was saying she wouldn't be at all surprised to see the county associations going by the wayside in the fullness of time.
Yeah, it'll be a shame, but, you know, it's progress. You've got to move with the times, and if football as a sport doesn't move with the times, we will get left behind to other sports, i.e., you know, the rugby, cricket, hockey is on the up, which is great to see, swimming, you know, but football will need to change with the times.
It was nice to see Phil Joss in there, and he even shook my hand, and I'm still sort of suffering from that.
Well, ask him to relax his handshake for the presentation evening. Don't want him crushing these young referees' hands and...
Glenn, after the sort of the time, and you know, when you got back home last Wednesday night, and when you sort of down at the allotment on Thursday, and when Sandra had made you start decorating on Saturday and Sunday, when you're sort of on your own thinking about it, looking back, what did Glenn Cobb achieve over the last 10-12 years your stewardship? What's made you proud?
Like most people, it's a group thing. You can't do it without help, and we've had some fabulous supporters of the Nunuk Youth League, both committee and coach-wise. For me, the outstanding achievement for me personally was when we got three or four rep teams up across three or four age groups, where the managers all came together, forgot the differences. We chose the best children from those age groups. We got on coaches. We went up to play Hull, Humberside. We went to play Nottingham Forest. We played the Nottinghamshire schools. We played the Doncaster leagues, And they were lovely evening under floodlights. You know, I remember one evening we went across to Harrowby at Grantham and played under their floodlights. Collingham were great support to us with their floodlights. You know,
something. It's always something about playing under floodlights, isn't it? Just different, isn't it?
And to give the children a chance to play, and they get so excited. And if you can get into these children's minds, like I was listening to Gary and Amy a short while ago, you know, if you can get into these children and give them something to remember, you know. Something special to do that will stick with them, that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. Yeah.
And sort of finally, Glenn, Ted Harris, not everybody realizes just what emotions he's been through in the last few weeks, and it's desperate times. But how is Ted?
Yeah, Ted's fine. Again, another emotional night last night at the AGM. For the members that were there, you know, at the end of the chairman's report, you know, we had a special report by Ted, and you know, again, the true gentleman he is, he gave his thanks to everybody and everybody that's been involved in junior football, the managers, coaches, secretaries, the players. He apologised for all the fines and given them all the brown envelopes,
and still gave them out.
He did, but he will miss it like we all will. But you know, we're all still going to be around. You never know, Mr. Harris, Mr. Cobb, Mr. Smith, Mr. Hardy could well end up looking at a game of junior football from the sidelines in the forthcoming season. We're not going to be too far away.
Elaine said that with Ted finishing, that was the end of an era.
It is, yeah. As I've already alluded to, it's the end of one era, but it's the bright new future for the Nunuk Youth League. There's plenty of coaches out there getting involved, former footballers, lads that played in the Nurk Alliance and other leagues, you know, now coming through with the children. I listened to Gary, full of enthusiasm for the game. You get so much more enjoyment from coaching, especially your own son, daughter, and then what you ever will do playing the game. And the names are quite frightening now coming through in junior football, but they're full of enthusiasm, and the game's in safe hands. It's in good hands.
How's the decorating?
I haven't started it yet. I did tell you I'd throw my brushes away.
So. I'm sure she'll buy some new ones. Glenn, as ever, we're not going to let you go away from Newark Sport, because you're going to have to keep coming back into us and talking to us, because it's always great fun to talk to you, because so much knowledge. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, and thank you to everybody that's been involved in the Newark Youth League over the last 18 years. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Glenn. And with that, good night.
Online, on your mobile, and across Newark on 107.8 FM, the home of everything local.
We love local, we love Newark, Radio Newark.
Radio Newark.